Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you a topic today. I think you're going to find this one really interesting. It's history, it's Bible prophecy, it's apologetics, it's refuting an atheist. Let's talk about this. Ezekiel 26:14. Does the modern city of Tyre prove the Bible wrong? Let's talk about this. So, I was out street preaching at a worldly compromised Christian music festival called Life Fest in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And this Baptist man brought his son, who's an atheist, he's about 20 years old, to come talk to the street preacher. I thought that was pretty cool. But this young man wasn't really a mocker, so we chatted, we had a conversation with other people that were standing there talking to me. He got the gospel, he got truth. And you can hear an audio of that part of it. I didn't audio all of it. I didn't record all of it, but you can hear an audio link to this. And then later, he challenged me with a question. He said he can prove the Bible's wrong. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, it involves the city of Tyre and Ezekiel 26:14. So when he was telling this in front of people, he was saying that Alexander the Great, way back in history, came against Tyre in a battle, and Tyre still exists today. And so he said the Bible is wrong because it predicted that Tyre would be no more. So Alexander the Great history is all part of this. So I want to talk about this. He basically was saying, since there's a city of Tyre still today, the Bible is false for predicting its fall. And I want to talk about that. I think when we look at the truth, this is going to prove how very detailed and accurate God's word is. Let's go and read Ezekiel 26, verse 14. It says, and I will make thee the top of a rock. Thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon. Thou shalt be built no more. For I, the Lord, have spoken it, saith the Lord God. All right. So, since this atheist was speaking about this and using history, he wasn't just relying on scripture. We're going to use scripture, we're going to use history, and we're going to refute his claim, okay? So let's do that. So Tyre was a Phoenician city. It was of great renown and of great importance. I found this interesting. The people of Tyre were known as purple people. And in their languages, I don't know how to pronounce this, Phoenix in the Greek, I guess, means purple. And they were known as purple people because they were renowned for getting the shellfish and using it to make a purple dye. I guess dyes way back then were a real big deal. So that's what they were known for. So I thought that was interesting. Purple people. So Tyre was known for two main locations throughout history. Okay, so there was a mainland Tyre. And then there was an island Tyre, an island place. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar attacked the island Tyre. The mainland Tyre. I think you're going to find this really interesting. We're going to tie this all together and show you how accurate and detailed God's word is. King Nebuchadnezzar attacked the mainland Tyre, and he turned it into rubble. He sieged it for like 13 years, history says, and many of the residents fled to this island. And they got away from him. So he totally destroyed the mainland Tyre. And on this island, they had these big, huge, 100-foot-tall walls. It was out in this turbulent channel, deep water channel. They said it was like 20 or 30 feet deep, which is deep for that area. And it was seemingly very safe. So the Tyre on the mainland was destroyed, turned into rubble. And then the Tyre on the isle went on. And then we have another interesting thing. In 332 BC, Alexander the Great comes along and he's near Tyre. He wanted peace and he wanted to sacrifice to their God. These people were practicing all types of pagan religion. But they said no, and they killed his messengers, and this got Alexander the Great angry. So he turned his forces towards Tyre, against Tyre. When he got there, he looked across the channel and he saw this high fortress. And history says, again, this is history, this isn't Bible truth, but history says the people of Tyre mocked him because they're like, yeah, right, like you're going to do anything with us. We're on this big high fortress. We can't be overtaken. And they thought they were safe on this island fortress. But in fulfillment of verses 12 and 13, you ready for this? Ezekiel 26, 12 and 13, you know what Alexander did? Alexander had his men toss all the ruins of the old city of Tyre into the ocean. And you know what he made? He made what's called a mole. He made a bridge, a land bridge, out to this island. Let me read to you Ezekiel 26, let's see, 12 through 14. And they shall make a spoil of thy riches and make prey of thy merchandise, and they shall break down thy walls and destroy thy pleasant houses, and they shall lay thy stones and thy timber and thy dust in the midst of the water. Yeah, Alexander the Great did exactly what the Bible predicted he would do. He scraped up the old Tyre mainland city that Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed, and he threw it into the ocean, and he built a bridge, a land bridge called a mole. And he headed towards that island to overtake it. He was angry. He headed towards that island of Tyre to overtake it. And it even talks about, in history, towers involving Alexander and Tyre. And Ezekiel 26:4 says, "And they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus and break down her towers." The Bible is very, very complete. So as we're going through this history, Alexander's army tossed all that sea and all that rubble and timbers and dirt, and they scraped it clean, right? And they made what's called a mole, a land bridge. And he got to the walls of Tyre. They were mocking him until they saw he was successful. They tried to attack him a few times to stop it, and I guess they stopped him a couple times, but he kept persisting. I think this whole thing took like 6 months or something, all based on history, of course. And then when he got to the walls of Tyre, he had his men make giant battering rams, and they were able to batter down the walls of this city because of the land bridge he made, because he threw the mainland Tyre into the water, just as God had predicted. History says he lost about 400 men. It says he killed 7,000. He was a brutal man. He crucified some 2,000 of their soldiers, and he sold 30,000 of their people into slavery, again, all per history. And he destroyed the place. He was angry, wicked, mad against it. He destroyed the place. And you know what? This is a fact. There's an ancient site there. It's never, ever been rebuilt. Verse 13 says, "I will cause the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harps shall be heard no more." So, what's there today? Well, that Tyre Island, or what used to be the Tyre Island, is no longer an island. Alexander's road bridge still exists, and there's people living out there, but the site of the old Tyre, it's an ancient site with lots of rocks. Nobody lives at that ancient site. So the city went on around it, but that site that God was talking about, said you will never be rebuilt, has never been rebuilt. And people that visit there talk about how it's a place of rocks and fishermen can throw their nets on it and dry their nets. Well, let me remind you what God's word says. Ezekiel 26:4, "I'll scrape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock." That happened. What else does the Bible say? Ezekiel 26:5, "It shall be a place of the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, for I've spoken it, said the Lord thy God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations." Yeah, many nations came against it. Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander the Great, later the Muslims came against that area. And what is it today? Today it's a rocky place, that original site of Tyre. Ancient site to throw your nets on, to dry them as the fishermen dry them. And the old Tyre is gone, never, ever rebuilt. Scripture also foretold this, Ezekiel 26:19. "For thus saith the Lord, when I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee." Yeah, this all came true. On that original site, nothing has been rebuilt. tire was tossed in the ocean, covered by the water, and that made that land bridge. By the way, if I didn't tell you this, I should tell you, tire means rock. That's what that word means. That's what remains today of that original site of that 4,000-year-old, once great trading city. It's an ancient rock site, though there are people that live around it on that isle. So when you look at the facts, you know, the prophecies often use what's called like hyperbole, and they describe something and they exaggerate it to prove a point. And so God was saying that he was going to destroy that original Tyre. Doesn't mean that wouldn't be another Tyre, okay? He talked about that specific Tyre. And just because there's a different city there today, Jesus even mentions Tyre in Matthew 11:21. It's not the Tyre of old on that site. And it has nothing to do. Many scholars have said it also meant that God was going to remove them as prominence, remove them as any kind of great power or any renown. And today, that Tyre is nothing. It's a pile of rocks. Another important note to remember here, Alexander the Great was so angry with them. You know what he did? He went not far away and built a city called Alexandria. And what happened is all the trading, all the commerce, all the renown went to the city of Alexandria. And that whole area of Tyre pretty much just tanked. So the Tyre of old was no more, even though some people still lived around it in the outskirts. So when we look at this in context, when we look at this closely, what did God's word accurately predict about Tyre? It predicted Tyre's fall, right? Destruction of her walls. She'd be tossed in the sea, she was. She'd be covered by water, she was. She'd never be rebuilt, she wasn't. Her fame would be sacked by many nations, she was. She would end up a bare rock, she is. And the nets of fishermen would be cast upon her, and they are. That is all true today. So God's word is so accurate in such detail. I do find it interesting, I need to note this. This atheist was all really happy about using Alexander the Great to prove the Bible wrong, saying that Alexander went against Tyre and all this type of stuff he was saying. But you know what really backfired on him? Because the Bible is so true, Alexander actually helped fill Bible prophecy by throwing the Tyre rubble into the water, making a causeway, a bridge, a mole to get to that Tyre isle. He actually was fulfilling God's prophecy. And also, the atheist's use of Alexander the Great, he was like really adamant about all this truth about Alexander the Great. And I said, well, it is history. We don't know for sure. Oh, yeah, no, it's sure. It's true. We know it. Well, I had been telling him about the New Testament. The New Testament has 24,000 ancient manuscripts to back it up, to show its accuracy, to show how it was accurately recorded through history. He just discounted those. He said, oh, that doesn't mean nothing. The next closest thing in all of human antiquity, human history, is a book of Greek poetry called Homer's Iliad. It has 700 manuscripts. So you got 24,000 for the New Testament. You got 700 for the next closest thing. You ready, saints? Do you know how many manuscripts back up the writings of Alexander the Great? 123. Yeah. He discounts the 24,000 manuscripts to prove God's word and accuracy. But he's clinging like life depends upon it to only 123 manuscripts. Yeah, what this shows us, saints, is if we dig deep and we look at the facts, God's word is true. You can trust in it. Christ is the word. Christ is the truth. The Bible is the most accurate document in human history. If you can't believe it, you got to just burn and throw everything away. No, it does not disprove God's word. Just because a city of Tyre still exists today, that site exists no more. She was covered by water. She was brought to ruin. She is a place where fishermen cast their net upon. The nations did spoil her. She lost her renown, and she is no more. I love God's word. I love to study it. I love to teach it. I love to preach it. I hope that's been a blessing to you. Go do your own study. I didn't go into real, real great depth here. I'm just giving you the points that the Bible tells us, and then, hey, we'll look at history and see what it says. So far, the history I find totally backs up the Word of God, and we can trust in it because our Father gave us a powerful, powerful word. He made a way for us. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. Always study in context. Always look at the details. Always look at the real meaning. Use other scriptures to help you understand what was going on. There is actually other scriptures about Tyre. There's other predictions. I didn't get into that. But when you do all of this and you round it all out, you'll find that the specific prophecies that God predicted about this Tyre town going way back then absolutely all came true. What a glorious God we serve. Hey, I love you all. I hope that was edifying to you. I hope to do another one of these again. This all comes about when I go out street preaching. I run into people that bring me topics, and we're able to take God's word, the Hebrews 4:12 sword, and slice away till we get to the truth. That atheist said he was going to email me. I hope he does, because I got this audio just waiting for him. I haven't heard from him yet. I don't think he'll be happy with the answer, because he's actually wrong. He needs to repent and obey the gospel. I'm here to help him if he does. Hey, we love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Trust in the word of God. Obey it. Be transformed by the gospel. May God be praised.